Well, you know, as I kind of talked about in when we had reported for camp, it's all about where we're at in this process, at the end of the process, at the end of the season, where our team is at and what progress it's made towards its goal. But has our team played well? Yes. Do we feel good about the position that we put ourselves in moving forward? Absolutely. I feel real good about our veteran leadership. I feel good about the young players that have been added to that mix, some that have been here and are developing players, some of the, you know, rookie with Shea, and feel very good about the group overall and its progress. And it's been fun to watch those older veteran players. And, you know, I was kind of thinking about if that's what older veteran players play like, sign me up for some more. So, you know, it's been very good to watch them play and how they play off one another and how they lead one another. And what's been really interesting about our defense is that each and every week, especially among the defensive linemen, that someone has played a little bit better than the rest of them. So that if one guy was having an off day, somebody has always stepped up into the mix and had a better day and has had key plays, like Corey Wooten did last week. In some other games, that was Henry. Some other games, that was Paya. So someone has always stepped up to the plate and delivered. Yeah, you know, I think that's evident just through his play and his numbers and statistics. I think way beyond what he's provided for us in terms of offensive firepower is the person that Brandon is, the leadership that he's provided on our field. He speaks of professionalism. What he does on the practice field, I admire and I look up to. It tells me that in my role in, you know, for the team, that I need to continually raise my level. If you watch him on a daily basis on what he does as a professional, going out there to improve himself and to make others around him better, it is a sight to see. Yeah, sometimes, obviously I've been involved in this for a little while. Sometimes you sign players and things just don't work out for your team with that player. It's very, very interesting with free agent players from another team. You know, guys have certain reputations, a certain name for themselves. Just because of that doesn't always mean that they're going to work out for your team. You've got a different locker room. In some ways, they become very much like a rookie again. You know, they have to adjust to your locker room, to your system, to your coaches. Very happy that this group of players that we've brought in has adjusted right away and has contributed towards our team's success. Can't say enough about somebody like Tim Jennings and the year that he's having and the self-improvement that he's made, that he's taken himself to task and he keeps pushing his level and keeps getting better. Obviously, Michael, I thought, you know, for the limited reps that he had overall, he really provided a spark for us, his toughness, his athleticism at that position. You know, Jason has been a very steady role player at this point. He really provides a lot for Jay in terms of helping one another and improving. He just has a certain air about him, a professional air, and a very good person to be around. So very happy with those guys. You know, I'm concerned about each and every one of our players continuing to improve. I think that's a real key here coming off the bye, is how we come and attack, you know, Detroit, and we work through this mid part of the season one game at a time. So I think all of us need to continue to improve, and that's where I've been really impressed with Coach Smith. He takes great ownership for this team. He keeps pushing all the right buttons, not only coaching his players and interrelating with his players, but coaching his coaches, working with us in personnel. Those are the key improvements that I'm looking forward to, moving forward, is do we earn it each and every week like we talked about in August? And so far the answer to that has been yes. Offensive line in particular, I think, is starting to come together as a group. They have made improvements. I would say just much like our whole team, you know, 4 out of 5 weeks they've played well enough to win games. It's an interesting word, light, because I kind of took that lighthearted when I heard it. I says, you know, geez, even if that was true, when would we have gotten that done? I mean, Coach Smith is very focused on improving this team on a daily basis. You know, all the things that he does in terms of myself, mindset is with the personnel group and working with the coaches and making sure we have the right people on the roster on a daily basis, going out to colleges, doing visitations, getting ready for the next NFL draft. There's not enough hours in a day to have those kind of conversations, and that's pretty much what. Well, you know, I look at it a little bit different, Brad. I look at it in terms of I need to make sure that key players I see visually. That adds a lot to the evaluation, that you see them either at practice or in games. And I have begun that process. I did starting the week that Boston College played at Northwestern. I also went over to Notre Dame and have been visiting schools throughout the week. Last week I was down, saw a great game of LSU versus Florida. Tremendous game, a lot of talent on the field. So actively engaged in that process. Very much enjoyed that part of this job, looking to the future and seeing who the players are. And for us in our system, we really need to have a really good understanding of who's available that can help the Chicago Bears in our December meetings. We move pretty much forward with our process, so that helps us not only with the college draft, but it helps us plan for the UFA market coming up to fill our team needs. I see my job as an evaluator and as a manager of people. When you're in that role, you're always looking for analogies. You know, what things that happen that I can look at and relate to, stay calm, unemotional through the process when I analyze people, players, the team. To me, it's a family. I know some people are going to say, well, that's cliche. It's not really. A team is very much a family. Mm-hmm. The analogies are very much the same. So I think, you know, in family is something everybody can relate to. I know that each and every one of our families has very unique people in it, mm-hmm. Unique personalities, unique interrelationships. I know that we have a lot of happy times in each one of our families, and sometimes we have some dust-ups mm-hmm. that we have to work through. To me, the important thing of family, when I consider my own family and when I look at the team, is at the end of the day, are we all going in the same direction in a positive way? Do we have a passion for one another? Mm-hmm. Are we allowing each other to move towards excellence? Are we there to help one another? True love and understanding for each other? And do we have a commitment towards moving forward? Mm-hmm. In each one of those ways, when I look at Jay Cutler, the answer is yes. He's a passionate player. He has great drive and energy. He's moving towards excellence. He does care and love his teammates. And he's a big part of what we're doing in the positive things that we're doing. I'm a Jay Cutler fan. I believe in what he's doing as a quarterback. I mean, you look at the simple things, the 9-1 in the last 10 games, the 22-10 over the last 3 years. Those stats say something, that we have a winner at a key position for our franchise. And I said early in the year that I felt Jay was a franchise-level quarterback. I will continue to say that. Yeah, and believe me, going from the time that the two interviews that I went through and being asked to lay out our plan, that was a big part of the plan. I think you see that from our signings with Jason Campbell and Michael Bush and Kelvin Hayden, the re-signings that we had. It's about having not just depth, but quality depth, and bringing in the right players and the right mixture of players, that if a player goes down, that we still have enough players and the right players at the right position that we can still go after a championship. And I really believe that with the group that we brought in, we can. And part of that is that